You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
The Punt Podcast, in association with the FWA.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello everyone and welcome back to The Punt Podcast for the new season as domestic football returns this weekend, starting principally in the Football League. The big kickoff is Friday night, Reading taking on Derby. We'll have previews from our regular team of Football League experts. You'll be hearing from Pete Farries on the Championship. Gav Puchalowski covers League One and Al Ross is back for League Two once more this season. And of course, we've got the traditional curtain raiser for the Premier League sides with the Community Shield taking place on Sunday. That is Manchester City entertaining Chelsea at Wembley. And that's where we're going to start. Myself, Sam Norris, introducing the podcast this week. And I caught up with Pete Farries a little bit earlier on to discuss the game coming up on Sunday with the Premier League winners Manchester City taking on the FA Cup winners from last season, Chelsea at Wembley. And that's where we'll start the podcast this week.
Now at William Hill, you can get your bet onto the website for featured matches. If there's a bet you fancy that's not on the app, just tweet with the hashtag #YourOdds to @WilliamHill and the traders will try to price it up. Hashtag #YourOdds from William Hill.
Let's take a look then at the Community Shield. Gets going at 3 o'clock on Sunday. It is Chelsea, of course, beaten in the final on penalties last year by Arsenal, taking on an almost unstoppable last season Manchester City. 13-5 Chelsea, the draw 23-10, Manchester City at 21-20. Joining me, Pete Farries, is Sam Norris. Sam, the least anticipated game of the English calendar, but plenty of good ways to make a bit of money. If I see Man City odds against most sides in the Premier League this season, I'll be fairly tempted. And I am here.
Yeah, this is one of those times, isn't it? We speak about loads and loads of teams that are like this in Europe where they're always of interest when they go to an odds against price. Obviously, as you alluded to there, this is, for many people, a glorified friendly match. So a lot of people won't want to be getting too carried away with steaming into teams for a match which I know is competitive in the fact that you get a trophy in inverted commas out of it, but it's a bit of a friendly, isn't it?
I was having
a little look on. Yeah, cause it's more than some friendlies, isn't it? It's better than your average friendly.
It's not. It's more than a bit of a friendly. It is undoubtedly a friendly.
Yeah,
I don't know when that change happened though, because for some time this was kind of an interesting game to go into the season.
Yeah.
And then it seemed to switch, and now no one cares in terms of football. We can make some money off it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how the prestige has changed to this?
Yeah, massively so. I was looking at Twitter as well ahead of this game, and some interesting team news as well for Manchester City. Kevin De Bruyne and Raheem Sterling both not going to be available for this match.
Yep.
And again, I presume that's to give them an extended break after their exits in the World Cup. But that sort of gives you a flavour of what this match means to teams. Those two players wouldn't be rested unless they weren't taking this one perhaps as serious as they might do. So those two key players miss for Manchester City. But I still like them to win the match here at 21-20. In that bit of team news, Riyad Mahrez has been confirmed as available for this game. So that's obviously going to be a positive for Manchester City's chances. And Chelsea, I think, are going to be a side who are going to find themselves maybe a little bit behind everybody else's pre-season pace, given the upheaval they've had over the summer. It took quite a while for them to get rid of Antonio Conte and bring in the new manager. Seems to take longer than it perhaps should have been, given that we all knew what was happening
outside
for a long time.
Outside of Jorginho, no real transfer dealings.
Exactly. It took, I think Antonio Conte, actually, it took so long to get it done. He took a couple of pre-season training sessions, which obviously isn't ideal. So that sort of shows how far behind Chelsea might be in their preparation for the new season.
So 21-20 Man City, certainly to lift the trophy at 8-15, the recommendation of both myself and Sam. Let's go through some of the enhanced odds here, Sam, shall we? Man City to win by two or more goals from 27-10 to 100-30?
Not too bad. I do think there'll be goals. I think I'd probably be keener just to play goals in the game. If you look at Community Shields in years gone by as well, this is usually a fairly goal-rich fixture. Obviously, it hasn't got the intensity that a Premier League game might. And that allows teams just to play with a slightly more relaxed attitude to the game. 8 of the last 9 have gone over 1.5. And seven of the last 9 have gone over 2.5. So
over 1.5, 2-9, over 2.5, 8-11.
I don't think that over 2.5 and 8-11 is bad. And I think if you wanted to get Manchester City on side here, but maybe 21-20 wasn't the way in for you, I think you could combine the two, maybe play Manchester City to win the match, and there to be over 2.5 goals in the game, which is priced up at 2-1. I don't mind the look of that at all, really. I do think it'll be a goal-rich game. It has been in years gone by. So in terms of those enhancements, Manchester City to win by 2 or more goals at 130. I could see it happening.
Mm.
But I think there might be bets elsewhere that I'd prefer.
Other enhanced odds, Alvaro Morata to score, Chelsea to win in 90 minutes from 9-2 to 5s, Chelsea to win in 3 or more goals in the match from 4s to 5s, Sane to score, Man City to win, and both teams to score from 11-2 to 7-1. I could be really on board with this one. As I've said already here, Leroy Sane avoided the disaster that was the German. Actually, I don't think he could have helped it, but either way, he avoided that disaster. I do think Man City win, and I do think both teams score. So I think 7-1 for that eventuality is very good indeed.
Yeah, I could certainly see both teams scoring in this match. Again, that's something that historically has happened in this competition before. It's happened in the last two editions. Obviously, Manchester United beating Leicester 2-1 a couple of years ago. It was a 1-1 draw in 90 minutes when Arsenal played Chelsea. And regularly, we do get both teams scoring in the match. As I say, I'll go back to the last 9 editions of this competition of this game. And 6 of the last 9 have featured both teams to score. And it is a match where it will be played with not a lack of intensity, but just less intensity than it would be were it a proper Premier League match. So both teams to score, definitely. And as you quite rightly point out there, a fresh, fit and firing Leroy Sane, who hasn't had the exertions of the World Cup, will have had a proper break, could be quite a frightening prospect this year, given the way he finished off last season. Obviously, when he first came to the Premier League, I think a lot of people sort of agreed that he needed a bit of strengthening up, maybe looked a little bit lightweight. But once he did that, he finished off last season really, really well. And he could be a frightening prospect off the back of a summer where he's just been able to train and hit the gym. And
again, without getting too deep into this, because we don't have time for that, I don't think he could have changed the outcome for Germany, by the way. And I think it was actually right to drop him because he played poorly for Germany and there was going to be no space around the back, which is actually what we saw happen.
Yeah, correct.
But at the same time, he's also got the quote-unquote moral high ground, so I'm sure that would have given him a great deal of joy. Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win in 90 minutes from 2s to 9-4, and Pedro to score in a Chelsea victory with both teams to score from 10s to 12. What's your favourite bet in this entire match, Sam? Where would you say is the best bit of value?
I like the goals markets. I like over 1.5 and over 2.5. They're probably both a little bit skinny to want to go absolutely nap about 2-9 and 8-11. So I'd throw Manchester City into the mix with that bet and go for the 2-1 for Man City to win the match and both teams to score. I do think that's a decent way into the match, which I think will definitely be full of goals. And I can just see Chelsea being slightly behind Manchester City in terms of their pre-season preparation, given the upheaval they've had over the summer.
Now at William Hill, you can get your bet onto the website for featured matches. If there's a bet you fancy that's not on the app, just tweet with the hashtag #YourOdds to @WilliamHill, and the traders will try to price it up. Hashtag #YourOdds from William Hill.
The Football League makes its return on Friday night. Reading Derby is the first game in the new Football League season. But getting stuck in to some of the weekend stuff very shortly, we'll be hearing from Pete once more on the Championship, Gavin Al for Leagues 1 and 2. But we're also going to hear from that trio of gents, first of all, on their thoughts for the season in terms of an outright winner in those three respective leagues. So we'll be starting with Pete, then moving on to Gavin Al for the Championship, League 1 and League 2. And where is the best place for your anti-post cash to be going this season?
Well, as the band OK Go once said while dancing on treadmills, here we go again. The Championship, League One and League Two return this week. Thank the Lord, it feels like it's been an age since they've been gone, and of course we've had the World Cup in between. But for me, Stoke are going to be the Championship winners, 11-2 at the time of recording. Some great signings made as well by Gary Rowett, Benik Afobe will give them a really good attacking presence. Ince and McLean on either wing. But the most impressive one is Firenze midfielder, at least former Firenze midfielder, Etebo. He had a great World Cup. Stoke had got there just before he went. He's been at the club for a while now in terms of a signing. But he was sensational for Nigeria at international level over the course of the summer. They may have got themselves a real coup at just €7 million. Of course, they were always going to lose Shaqiri, Sobhi, Muniesa, and maybe one or two more before the season starts. But for me, the core of that squad, the players who will be staying, will be playing, would suggest that Stoke are a really good bit of value to win the league. In terms of promotion, there might be one other team worth looking at, which is Preston at 9-1. We're very close to the playoffs last year. Since coming into the Championship, have never looked like getting relegated. Alex Neil knows how to get a team promoted from this division, and they've signed really well. Ryan Ledson, for example, is a very good buy indeed. I think if they can keep their Deepdale form very, very good, which over recent years they have managed to do, they will be a very, very interesting side indeed. At 9-1, I think Preston for promotion, but there's Championship. For me, is Stokes to give away.
It's August, it's Christmas for the football fan. The season starts and I'm looking at the best team to win League One. The favourites are Sunderland at 11-4, then come Barnsley at 8, you've got Portsmouth and Luton and Scunthorpe up there. But there's one side I really fancy to do well this season, and that is Peterborough at 16-1. They have made 12 permanent signings and everybody's aged roughly around about 20 to 25. There's only one or two signings that are over the age of 25. They've made three loan signings as well, with the likes of Jason Cummings coming in. That softens the blow that Jack Marriott has left for Derby. I really fancy them to do well under Steve Evans. They're always there or thereabouts, fancied at the start of the season, but they have strengthened all over from goalkeeper to defence through attacking midfielders, central midfielders and attackers. They have strengthened their side all over and brought in some really good players, both from Scotland and from League One and from the Championship. So my pick to win League One at a nice price of 16-1 is Peterborough United.
This season, Swindon are my pick for the League Two title. There has been a fair bit of turnover of that squad, but not as much as at some. The backbone is still there. By backbone, I'm talking about keeping all bar one or two of the mainstays, and they've held on to 12 assists Matt Taylor, 11 goal Mark Richards. They were, by far, the best team on the road the season before last, but they struggled to put it together away from home until about Christmas last term. But they had good home form last season. That's a really big step forward from where they had been. The big budgets of Luton and Wickham obviously promoted last season. Exeter looking weaker. Notts County far too short in the market. And the sides that have come down from League One, I'm not sure at first glance they hold that much threat. And this is a Swindon squad now that boasts League One stalwarts like Jermaine McGlashan and Jack McCourt. So that's a really strong squad and a tasty 12-1, I think, on Swindon to win League Two.
Finally then, it's on to the NAP selections in the Football League on opening weekend. Pete Gavenal back once more to offer up their thoughts on the Championship, League One and League Two for the first weekend of action back in the Football League.
Hi, my name's Pete Farries, and for my first NAP of this new season in the Championship, I'm going with Preston at 19-20 to defeat QPR. QPR have been slapped with a huge fine, have been unable to recruit, and haven't really looked right for a very long time indeed. For Preston, Alex Neil did a phenomenal job. They almost got into the playoffs last year, and since returning to the league in 2015, they have lost just 18 of 69 home games. At Deepdale, Preston are always very, very difficult to oppose, and for me, at slight odds on going into this game against QPR, look like phenomenal value too. I think this is a great way to start what should be a fascinating season, but for me, my NAP is Preston at 19-20.
Football is back. Let's savour the moment. League One underway this weekend. My NAP selection, well, I fancy Southend at 5-4 at home to Doncaster. They'll do well this season, certainly at home. Scunthorpe are way too big at 11-5 away at Coventry. I think Coventry could struggle on their return to League One. But I like Peterborough as my NAP selection to win at home to Bristol Rovers. I've tipped Peterborough to do very well in League One
and get promoted from this division. They're 21-20 at home to Bristol Rovers. Peterborough have strengthened plenty, signed 12 players permanently, three on loan as well. Jason Cummings up front is going to do well in League One, be up there amongst the top goalscorers, I predict. And Bristol Rovers, last week in a friendly at home to Exeter, got battered and lost dismally. That's not good for confidence. That can't be good for morale on a tough trip away at Peterborough. I'm fancying the home side as my NAP selection at 21-20. Looking at League Two, here's Al Ross.
The pressing on one game in particular on the opening day is very strange. Notts County are the favourites for the League Two title. They were nearly promoted last season. They probably would have been promoted if they didn't go on that great cup run in which they drew with then Premier League Swansea. It is, of course, 5th against 13th in last season's table, and yet the home side are odds against 11-10. Now, Colchester's unbeaten pre-season looks great but means nothing because they've played some very bad sides. And they have brought in Swindon striker Luke Norris. That's a real bonus for them. But Notts County have gone about their business even better. Wigan's Andy Kellett, Forest's David Vaughan, among the proven pros who have come in there. County will be up there again, there or thereabouts, come the end of the season. And when you get a side who won two-thirds of their home league games last season against the side who finished in the bottom half, and when the home side have strengthened more, an odds against price has to be taken here, and that's Notts County, 11-10.
Thanks to the three chaps. They'll be returning next weekend, of course, as will the full Punt podcast with all the bells and whistles as Premier League football returns once more on the Punts next week. Good to have you with us and enjoy this weekend of betting.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.